If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed. Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
The judge overseeing Donald Trump's defamation trial threatened to lock up the ex-president's attorney, Alina Habba, this week, RadarOnline.com has learned. In the latest development to come amid the former president's chaotic defamation trial in Manhattan, the judge overseeing the proceedings, Judge Lewis Kaplan, reportedly threatened to lock up Habba. According to The Messenger, the incident unfolded on Friday morning as both parties were preparing to present their closing arguments in the E. Jean Carroll defamation case. Judge Kaplan reportedly threatened Habba with jail time after she repeatedly contested a ruling that the trial judge had already issued. "You are on the verge of spending some time in the lockup," Judge Kaplan reportedly warned Habba. "Sit down." As RadarOnline.com previously reported, this would not be the first time Judge Kaplan and Trump's attorney sparred back and forth in the Manhattan courtroom. Another incident unfolded last week shortly after Judge Kaplan threatened to boot Trump from the courtroom for making disruptive comments within earshot of the jury overseeing the trial. "Mr. Trump has the right to be present here," Judge Kaplan warned Trump last week. "That right can be forfeited, and it can be forfeited if he is disruptive, and if he disregards court orders. Mr. Trump, I hope I don't have to consider excluding you from the trial," the judge continued. "I understand you are very eager for me to do that." Judge Kaplan then ordered Habba to sit down after the Trump attorney requested that the defamation trial be postponed so the ex-president could attend the funeral of his late mother-in-law. "It is denied." "Sit down," the judge reportedly shouted. "I said sit down. I don't like to be spoken to like that," Habba responded. "I will not speak to you like that." As RadarOnline.com reported, both parties are scheduled to present their closing arguments on Friday in connection to the second defamation case filed by E. Jean Carroll against Trump. Trump was already found liable in May 2023 for defaming and sexually assaulting Carroll in connection to an incident that transpired in a Manhattan department store in the mid-1990s. Carroll was awarded $5 million in damages for the suspected defamation and sexual assault, and the latest trial is to find whether the ex-president owes his accuser even more money in damages for repeating false claims about Carroll. Trump surprisingly took the witness stand on Thursday. He reportedly answered 5 questions before leaving the stand after only 3 minutes. "No," Trump responded when asked whether he instructed anyone to hurt Carroll. "I just wanted to defend myself, my family, and frankly, the presidency."
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.